At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. You want to talk about science this morning?
Sure. Science rules.
I'm still trying to understand what I'm reading. But today is going to be a little shorter than most days. And that's because Earth is expected to complete a full rotation today. All right. So Earth spinning. How many times? I don't know how many times it goes around.
I don't know. I cannot even pretend to know.
But there's 86,400 seconds that define a 24-hour day.
Okay.
So during the Earth's full rotation today, whatever it takes, how many times the Earth goes around in a circle to complete a 24-hour day?
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's going to be 1.30 milliseconds less than your average day.
Wow. Wow, a whole 1.3 milliseconds.
So that means the Earth is spinning faster.
I don't know what I'm going to do without that 1.3 milliseconds.
Well, I see that stuff. And it's fascinating to me because scientists have no idea why. They have no idea why the Earth is spinning faster. And this is a phenomenon that has taken place since 2020.
Is it always on this day?
No. No, it's could be any day. So before 2020, the shortest day ever recorded, and they have to use an atomic clock for this, was 1.05 milliseconds under the standard length. Since then, since 2020, we have broken the record every year by half a millisecond.
So I don't know what that means, but something in my gut tells me that cannot be good. I don't know. Like, maybe I'm just jaded, but something tells me that's not a good sign.
So scientists are wondering, why is the Earth spinning faster?
Yeah, I'm wondering that too. I would love to know. We're all sitting on this floating rock together and we can't explain what it's doing.
Oh, science. I didn't understand you in grade school and high school, and I don't understand you now.
Some things never change.
I guess what... You know, a lot of the speculation is it has something to do with the Earth's core.
It could.
Changes to the planet. I guess everything's good until it starts decelerating, right? I mean, is that when we should start panicking?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll probably still have to come to work, so it doesn't really matter. I don't know.
We are with you every single morning until the Earth starts decelerating.
And then maybe even still. It depends.
Then we might take some vacation days. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Morgan Wallen, you're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So if you're on your way to Hopkins, traveling for business, perhaps traveling for pleasure, summer vacation, there's a change that we believe begins this morning. We were talking about this late in the show yesterday about how the Transportation Security Administration will start allowing you to keep your shoes on during the security screening.
It sounds like this, I think it actually started yesterday, like late yesterday.
Yeah, the national story said that they've chosen select U.S. airports, but you were saying that one of those airports is Hopkins.
Yeah, I was just going through like Cleveland.com, looking at the news stories, and they were talking to people, and it looks like yesterday, who were at the Cleveland airport, talking to them about, was it easier? Was it faster? Of course, yes. Spoiler alert, it was. But yeah, so I think this looks like this is already a thing.
It feels like the last few times that I've been traveling that I've been able to keep my shoes on anyway. Because, you know the one screening thing where you go through, what is it? It's like
clear. Is it clear? Are you talking about like pre-check?
No, I've never done pre-check. Have you ever done pre-check?
I think I did it like once.
How do you do it? I thought it was something that you would sign up for and then you would always get to do it.
Yeah, so I had it like I was traveling for one of my jobs that I was working with, and I'm pretty sure that like I had pre-check through them. But then when I stopped working there, I didn't have that anymore. Anyways, yeah, I don't do it often, but I do think it's kind of silly that like if you have pre-check, all these years that we have been taking our shoes off, if you have pre-check, you don't have to.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so you pay what, $80 every 5 years, and somehow you are seen as like not a safety hazard anymore and you didn't have to take your shoes off? I don't understand it.
I've never had pre-check, and now I wonder if there's even a need for pre-check. Like what's...
It doesn't really sound like it. I mean, that was always the thing that I think took the longest in the TSA line was taking off your shoes.
But I was talking about when you go through the TSA line, there's the regular line where you go through and you put your stuff in the buckets and you got to put your laptop in there and your bag and your shoes. But then there's the other one where you walk through it and then you raise your hands a little bit to and the thing scans you. For that one, you don't have to take off your shoes. And I feel like I've always...
You don't?
I don't think so.
Oh, I always have to take off my shoes for that.
Unless I'm misremembering. I thought for that one, you kept your shoes on.
Maybe the TSA agents just felt bad for you and didn't want to have you get out of line and take off your shoes.
I might be way off here. I might be completely misremembering the process.
Yeah, I've flown a lot, and you definitely had to take your shoes off for that part.
Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, I might be way wrong on that one. What else did I want to say, though? Oh, you know what I heard this morning?
What's that?
The next thing that the TSA is looking at, the next change that they might make, is allowing you to take as much liquids on the plane as you want.
Really?
So they're working on technology that will somehow scan that liquid, whatever you have. And so now you could get on the plane with a big full-size water bottle or...
Okay.
Or whatever. Take it from the outside. I mean, I know that you get through security, you can buy a water bottle.
Yeah, but like it is still a pain in the butt. And then like making sure you have travel sizes in your carry-on. That would honestly be very, very helpful. I would enjoy that heavily.
Because it's not just water. It's
everything. It's cosmetics.
Yeah, beauty products.
It covers all the bases. And lo and behold, almost every time there is something in my bag that does not fit the requirement. So I would love to see that go away.
All right. Well, it's been about 24 years, and it looks like we're making progress with the TSA.
Woo!
Something that I want to talk about, we put a pin into something yesterday during the show. I want to remove that pin and discuss it. Alyssa had mentioned that she was booed in a public location before. Like, Alyssa herself. Alyssa was booed. Like, why would you boo Alyssa?
It didn't happen just once. It's happened multiple times.
I want to hear... What?
Yeah.
I have to hear this story next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So yesterday, right around this time, we were talking about the podcaster, Alex Cooper, who was invited to Wrigley Field in Chicago to sing their seventh inning tradition, which is... it's not Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Is it? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is... It's usually sung at pretty much every Major League Baseball stadium in the seventh inning.
I think so.
But what the Cubs do is they invite a celebrity into the press booth and they give them a microphone and they lead the crowd in the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. That's what Alex Cooper was there for this past Sunday. And this is what it sounded like.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Mommy's a peanut and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back.
Those hardcore Cubs fans weren't having it.
No, I even went to her comment section after that, like completely separate posts. People are mad. They're like, never come back to this stadium.
They roundly booed Alex Cooper. And then while we were talking about that yesterday, then Alyssa says to me, have you ever been booed in public? Which I thought was an interesting question. Because I guess I've been in public multiple times. I don't ever remember being booed.
Like
I've introduced bands at concerts. I've never been booed.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Like, you've had moments where, like, you're on stage in front of a crowd. Has that ever turned to boos? Has the crowd ever turned on you? Because it's definitely happened to me.
I can't imagine. In what circumstance would a crowd boo you?
So, fun fact blast from the past. Lore for Alyssa's life. When I was in San Diego, I was working for a hockey team. And so during those games, every intermission, we would play, it was called Chuck a Puck. Basically, everybody would throw these foam pucks down onto the ice, trying to hit a target. The jackpot got you like, you know, $500, $1,000, $1,500. Like it went up with every game. And I would be wearing a headset. My boss would be in my ear, like telling me what to do specifically during this giveaway. If there was a puck that landed, but it did not land perfectly on the target, say this puck was halfway on the target, not fully on the target, they did not win. The puck had to be full blown on the target. And it happened like two or three times that it was not. It was like halfway on there. And my boss would be in the headset saying, that is not a winner. It's not a winner. Do not call it as a winner. So I would have to get on the microphone on the Jumbotron in front of, at times, a sold-out crowd and say, sorry, this is not a winner. And the whole place just boo. Oh, they didn't like it.
Oh, well, they weren't booing you.
Oh, they weren't booing me, but they were booing me.
Wasn't it explained before you would start this game that the puck had to be all the way in order for someone to be a winner? Like if it was halfway in, that it didn't count? Did they explain that?
No, Bill. Wow. It's not like we run through every single rule and regulation on all of our giveaway. We don't read all the fine print for you guys. But yeah, that was definitely fine print in that game that people were not always aware of.
Well, that's an interesting choice.
But yeah, it's definitely a wild feeling to be in the middle of, like, an arena.
Yeah.
Just getting boos. Like, it's all you can do is laugh.
You would think
it
that
is one of the funniest things ever.
You would think that they would just give it to them anyway. I mean, why do you want your fans booing?
Well, because as long as somebody doesn't win, the jackpot would go up every game by $100.
That's true.
So you want it to keep growing, but also people want the money, obviously.
Right.
I kind of enjoyed it. I enjoyed being booed. It's one of those things that I don't think I'll ever experience again, and I'm not going to lie, I'll kind of miss it.
I'll keep this handy then.
Thank you. It feels like home. They're just booing with love. That's all.
I'll keep that handy, and the next time one of us says something that somebody doesn't like,
just boo us out of here.
It's Q104. Good morning. Sharon in Cleveland, we hear you have a good vibe.
Yes, I do.
What is it? Share with us.
So, Friday, I'm supposed to be going to see Caitlin Clark playing in Indianapolis against Paige Beckers. So, I'm excited about that.
Ooh, we got a WNBA fan in the house.
Yes. I love it. Love women's basketball. I think it's coming up. I love it. Love it.
So, is that the reason that's specifically why you're going to Indianapolis on Friday to see the Indiana Fever?
Yes. Yep. Play the Dallas Wings. Yep.
So I heard that Caitlin Clark has been hurt.
Yes, yeah, she's out with an injury right now. So I'm hoping she's going to be back for that game because she's out with a groin injury.
Oof.
And then who does Paige play for? Is she not the rookie of the year? Or she's a rookie this year, right? Is that right?
Yep, she just entered into the WNBA. Yep, and she plays for the Dallas Wings.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking right now. Oh my gosh, what a baby. She was born in 2001.
Oh, yeah, she's young. She's definitely young, for sure. But she's a good player, though. She's doing good.
I just love that women's basketball is on the up and up. It makes me so happy.
Me too. I have a passion for it. I love it. I think it's great, and I'm so glad it's coming up.
What was your reaction when you heard that Cleveland was getting a WNBA team again?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm ready for it. That is awesome. I'm so happy.
Do you have a preference on the team name? Because I think some people just assume that they're going to go back to the Rockers.
But I like the Rockers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I like it too. I like the Rockers. Yeah, I like it. It's fine with me.
I think it's perfect for like Cleveland, Rock Hall. Yes.
Yes, I love it. Yep.
All right, Sharon, we'll travel safe to Indianapolis on Friday. And
fingers crossed that Caitlin Clark is healed by then.
I hope so.
Back in the game.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Have fun.
Q104, you've got the Q morning show. It's Bill and Alyssa. You want to take a guess? The word that is said in a relationship or a marriage, the longer that it goes on, and you end up saying this word more than you would say the phrase, I love you, according to this article that I'm reading.
Like, I would say babe, but I know that's like not everybody's chosen pet name, so I don't know.
It's what? What?
Oh! What?
What'd you say?
What? Oh, that makes sense. Especially the longer that your relationship goes on, the older that you get, your hearing starts to go. That is absolutely the most said word in my 81 and 82-year-old grandparents' house. 10 out of 10.
a little preview of what we can look forward to.
Yeah, can confirm.
This has been an issue, though, in my relationship for a very long time. It's not just in my relationship. It's pretty much with my friends and anybody that I know. It's just one of the drawbacks to strapping these headphones on my head and having them blast in my ear for 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
My hearing has probably diminished. And so around the house, it's just constant. What? What did you say?
Do you get to the point where you start asking what before you even like give yourself a chance to process what Paula has said?
Sometimes, but also it's because I'm involved in something else. I'm watching a TV show or I'm reading a book or something, and I'm not focused on her speaking. And so, yes, I think it's like a crutch. Like I'll say what.
Just habit.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, what? I do that sometimes.
I think so.
And I've tried to break that habit because that's a very common thing for me growing up in my house. We did that all the time. And I try really hard to not do it with Bryce.
I'll say what, and then I'll process what was just said.
Yeah.
And then I know the answer to it. But according to this article, this is a big problem for couples, especially as they get older. Half of people admit that they've argued with their partner over not hearing each other properly.
Really?
A third of couples bicker with their partner over mishearing several times a week, which leaves them feeling frustrated. It leaves them feeling ignored, disconnected, neglected. And sometimes in the survey, people have said they feel unloved.
Oh.
Because they're not being heard.
Okay. We don't like that. Those are all bad feelings.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I think it's just patience, you know, understanding that I don't hear as well as perhaps your normal person. I've had my hearing checked. I know it's not great, but it's not
like a problem yet.
It's not like they said, oh, okay, you need to have hearing aids or anything like that. Yeah, like I don't need any extra assistance. It's just I don't hear as well. And especially, you know, in louder places now, I don't hear as well, which is why I prefer, like, you know, instead of being at a loud club, I would prefer to be in a bar.
Is that why, like, as I've gotten older, I just really don't like going to loud, like, bars and clubs and stuff anymore? Like, maybe. I really try to avoid it because I'm like, I can't hear you. I want to have a conversation, but I do not know what you're saying, and it drives me nuts.
But I've noticed that my two boys have gotten in on it. They've noticed the problem with me, and now they'll use it to make fun of me.
Oh, boy.
And they apparently and I didn't even realize it until they started repeating me. There's a phrase that I use. And so when Paula will ask me something, and if I say what, like one of the boys will be like, what'd you say, Pauly?
Oh.
What'd you say, Pauly? So I guess that I yell that a lot. Like, what'd you say?
Oh, yeah. If they are quoting you on it, yeah, yeah. That must be a most used one in your household.
Am I the bleep hole on the way this morning? Who's going to join us this morning? I don't have it in front of me, but I know it has something to do with its neighbor drama.
Ooh, I love some neighbor drama.
I believe that there was a note placed on somebody's door.
Oh, yes.
And she is wondering, am I the bleep hole? We'll get into all this. We'll find out her name. We'll find out about the note. Is she the bleep hole? Coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. You know, I think it's very possible during Am I the Bleep Hole, I think we have more bleep holes in the summertime. And I think it's because it's so hot and people are sweating and they're a little bit cranky. And I think that there might be a little more bad behavior.
I feel that too.
So let's talk to Lindsay in Westlake. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on? Who thinks you're a bleep hole?
So one of my neighbors does, and I don't really know which one.
Oh, you don't know which neighbor?
Yeah. I woke up to a note on the front door of my apartment the other day. And that's like usually never a good thing, and it was not. And the note said, and I quote, it says, your AC unit sounds like a freight train. I haven't gotten good sleep for a month. Save yourself some money and turn it off at least overnight. Signed, your sleep deprived neighbor.
Oh, so they even used an alias.
Yeah.
They didn't even put like unit 308 or anything.
Right. It's like a Dear Abby letter.
Right.
How well do you know your neighbors, Lindsay?
I, you know, not well, just like in passing in the hallway, but I've never, ever been rude to them. I always say hi. Like they know my face. They know I live there. So it's not like, you know, we have like cocktail parties, but they definitely know who I am.
So this is all over your air conditioning. What kind of like AC is it? Is it really that loud? I'm assuming it's a window unit.
It is a window unit. Like, I guess it's older than like a brand new air conditioner, but it's not particularly old. So it's not quiet, but it's not really louder than anyone else's air conditioner in the building. So I don't know why mine is being singled out.
You're being targeted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgive me for asking questions that might seem dumb, but I'm assuming this is an older apartment building. They don't have the central AC.
No, we do not have central AC. So it is required to have an air conditioner at this point in time with this weather.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Okay. So you're wondering, Lindsay, if you're a bleep hole for turning on your air conditioner?
Yeah. And like, it's been so hot, so like I don't want to be that guy, but I do keep it on all night and sometimes all day depending on whether I'm working from home or like it's a weekend and like I just can't survive without it on. So I don't know, if I don't want to piss off my neighbors, but my apartment's like an oven, so I don't want to leave it on all night per se. I feel bad, but then if I don't, like I won't be able to sleep. So I don't know. I can't afford to get a new air conditioner. I mean, the quiet ones are like pretty expensive and that's not really on the table. So I don't know. It just kind of feels like I'm like between a rock and a hard place.
All right. 216-474-0104. I don't think Lindsay's a bleep hole. Do you, Alyssa?
I don't think you're a bleep hole at all. But especially because this is really tough. It's like either your neighbor isn't getting good sleep because of your air conditioning, or you turn it off because it's loud for your neighbor, and then you can't sleep because you're like sweltering in your apartment.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think you're a bleep hole for this. They got to suck it up for a couple of months.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Given the state of heat that we're in, I feel like I am not in the wrong.
216-474-0104. Does anyone disagree with Lindsay?
I kind of want to see this note. Do you still have the note? Can you like send us a picture of it?
Yeah, I will definitely DM it to you guys because it just looks angry.
Yeah, I want to see this note. I want to try to decipher if it's like a boy, a girl. Are they old? Are they young? I'm going to pull out my best detective skills for you.
Yeah, please do.
In the meantime, 216-474-0104. Is Lindsay the bleep hole just because she wants to run her AC at night? It's a loud air conditioning unit. Your call's coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Am I the bleep hole going on? Did Lindsay send you a copy of the letter that her neighbor left her on the door?
Yes, I just posted a picture of the letter on our Instagram story at the Q Morning Show.
Can you read the letter to me again? Because I think that when she said it, I think it just kind of went right through my head.
Yeah, so I'm not going to lie. She said that it looked angry. It does look kind of angry. There's caps, there's underlines. It says, "Your AC sounds like a freight train. I haven't gotten good sleep in a month. Save yourself some money. Turn it off overnight. Your sleep deprived neighbor." You're signed, "Your sleep deprived neighbor."
And they used a pen?
Or did it look like a marker?
See, I would use like a word.
It looks handwritten.
I would type that letter out because I wouldn't want anyone to be able to match my handwriting.
Oh my gosh. You think people in the complex have those kind of detective skills?
And at the same time, though, if I would type something out on my laptop and I was at home, I wouldn't be able to print it out because I don't have a working printer at home. Nobody has a working printer at home.
No, I truly don't think anybody does. But yeah, I'm running a poll right now to ask, can you really be a bleep hole for running your AC?
Yeah.
So far, votes are coming in and we are going heavy on a no. No, you can't be a bleep hole for that.
I don't think she's a bleep hole. I think this neighbor's got to put up with it for just a few more weeks.
Yeah. Get some earplugs.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So last night I was at a baseball game, my son's baseball game. So my oldest son is playing. My youngest son, Drew, sometimes we have to tag him along to the games if there's no one to watch him. You know, sometimes he'll stay back and stay with grandma, but grandma wanted to see the game. So grandma came to the game. Drew came to the game. And Drew did okay for a while, but then he got bored.
And that happens.
So what does a kid do when they get bored? They start asking around for electronics.
Oh.
And
can I play games on your phone? Can I play games on your phone?
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And Drew knows not to ask mom or dad for our phones. So he just goes right to grandma.
Oh, just straight shot. Just skip over the nose. Go straight to grandma.
And I didn't see it happening. But then all of a sudden I see my mother handing my youngest son her phone. And I guess grandma said, all right, now if this goes 20, if it goes under 25%, you have to give it back to me. Because Drew will run down a battery.
Oh, sure.
So she hands over the phone and she said, now when I ask for it back, you have to give it back. She's like, you know the rules. And he's like, and so do I.
Wow, Drew. Okay.
And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed.
Pulling out the throwback reference. Oh my goodness.
Drew rip-rolled his grandmother.
Start him young.
How do the kids know the Rickroll?
That's what I'm wondering. How do you even know this song?
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules.
And so do I.
Oh, Drew.
Coming up this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We have big time rush tickets. So if you want to be sitting at Blossom Music Center at the end of this month to see Big Time Rush, then hang on. We need someone to play in less than 10 minutes. We have Al in Akron wanting to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Doing well. I have your five questions right here and the rules. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Al?
Let's give it a shot.
Question one, what does the T stand for in a BLT sandwich?
Tomato.
Question two, Cruella De Vil is the main villainess of what movie?
101 Dalmatians.
Question three, what mobile game was released in 2016 and was the fastest game ever to 10 million downloads?
Wow. Mobile game. I don't know. Minecraft.
Question four. Texas Hold'em is a type of what card game?
Poker.
Final question. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first female what?
Justice of the Supreme Court.
All right, Al, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Al, you did very well.
Okay.
4 out of 5 today.
I'll take it.
I think you know which one you missed. It was the one about the mobile game.
Yes.
So let's see how you do compared to Alyssa, who is making her way back in the studio. She's sitting down, putting her headphones back on. Alyssa, meet Al in Akron.
Good morning, Al.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, we'll see here in about a minute and a half.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
He's feeling really confident. He went 4 for 5.
Nice. Okay, you should be confident. That's a pretty good score.
I'll take it.
Alyssa, here are your five questions. What does the T stand for in a BLT sandwich?
Tomato.
Question two. Cruella De Vil is the main villainess of what movie?
101 Dalmatians.
What mobile game was released in 2016 and was the fastest game ever to 10 million downloads?
Huh. In 2016?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of ones that are way too old then. Not Doodle Jump, not Temple Run, not Angry Birds. I don't know. I got nothing.
Pokemon Go.
Oh my God. How did I forget about that?
You both missed that one.
Ah. I played that too, like religiously.
I thought that that game was more popular during the pandemic. Maybe I might be wrong about that.
No, it definitely, it was super duper hot at that time, right when it came out in 2016. I remember that now.
So that means that Alyssa needs these next two questions just to tie Al. Question four, Texas Hold'em is a type of what card game?
Poker?
Final question. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first female what?
Astronaut?
I am sorry. Sandra Day O'Connor was the first female Supreme Court justice.
Pretty close. That's pretty close to astronaut, right?
Maybe one day she dreamed of one day being an astronaut, but she had a law career instead. Al gets the win today.
Whew.
He knocks off Alyssa in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
That's awesome.
All right, Al. Good job.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. My name is Al, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
On Q104.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Great to have you with us this morning. So on Friday, it finally opens, the new Superman movie. This is the movie that they shut down downtown last summer to film.
Will it be worth it?
In all honesty, truth serum. Are you excited about the Superman movie?
Like, no, but yes. I mean, I'm not a superhero movie kind of person. And I remember that Avengers was filmed here. I never saw that. But I also don't think that, correct me if I'm wrong, because I still haven't seen it. I don't think that Avengers did as good of a job at, like, highlighting Cleveland landmarks in the movie as the Superman movie seems to have done.
I don't think you're incorrect about that. I think it's Avengers and I think it's a Captain America movie that they filmed here.
Oh, and see, I didn't even know about the Captain America one.
When you watch them, you're like, oh, yeah, that's down there by Public Square or something. Like that. I don't remember
what
it is.
You can sort of tell, but like the clips that I've seen from the Superman movie, because we always have the news on in the studio, so we've seen a couple of clips.
Yeah.
And you can tell, like, that is the arcade. You can tell that, like, he is right downtown. Like, that. It's very obvious to me as a Clevelander that that is Cleveland. So, like, I am excited to see it for that reason, but... generally speaking, I'm just not a superhero movie person.
I don't even know if I'm going to see it.
Like, really?
It really has nothing to do with it being filmed in Cleveland. I mean, that part is cool.
Are you just not excited about the Superman movie as a whole?
I don't need Superman to be rebooted. Like, I've seen so many variations of Superman.
That's so fair.
And you know what? Batman, I feel the same way about you. Like, I don't need to see another Batman.
Yeah. I could do without all the reboots. I feel like the Superman one has been done and done again, and I know nothing about the franchise. I'm a little too far behind at this point to catch up.
I hope I'm not sounding like a wet blanket, but it wasn't our boss, but it was somebody boss adjacent that was asking me about, and they're from out of town, and they're like, oh, you must be so excited about the Superman movie, and what are you doing on your show that revolves around the Superman movie? And I'm like, nothing. I don't know anybody that's excited about it. Like, nobody, it's not like the phones are blowing up, people excited about Superman, and nobody's texted.
Yeah.
My kids aren't into it. Like, I don't know anyone that's excited
about it. Not even your kids.
No.
I mean, I am excited that, like, this movie, I hope that it ends up being, like, a smash at the box office. I hope that the whole country gets to see how beautiful Cleveland is as our little city here, but... yeah, the movie itself, I'm sure it's great. Like you said, nothing against the movie. I'm not a big movie person in general, so.
Let's end on a positive note. Reading this morning where AMC is expanding their half-off summer movie deal.
Woo!
So they've been offering 50% off tickets on Tuesdays, and now they're going to do it on Wednesdays. So tonight at AMC, if you want to go, and you're a Stubbs member, 50% off movie tickets, and there's popcorn and drink combos as well.
You know what I'm going to say, right?
What? I don't know what you're going to say.
Go get yourself some AC. Go see a movie. Soak up the air conditioning.
Yeah,
it's my favorite thing about movie theaters in the summer.
You bring that up every time. I feel like you grew up in a house without air conditioning.
I didn't, actually, but...
I didn't have air conditioning in my house.
Throughout college and early adulthood, though, I did not have an AC. So that was a thing that I did, was I would go see movies on, like, $5 Movie Mondays at Kent and just soak up the air conditioning.
Yeah, movies. We'd go to the mall.
Oh, yeah, the mall.
All those places. All right, it's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So the question that I want to pose, Alyssa, who is in your wedding photo that you no longer see?
Oh.
I was thinking about this the other day. It was actually a conversation that I was having with someone. So I have been a groomsman 6 times.
Wow.
I don't think that's impressive. Is that impressive?
I think that's pretty impressive.
Tell you what, I've never, man. Never been.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is actually surprising out of 6.
So I was going through the list, and 3 of them are my siblings.
Okay. Still, though, 6 is quite a few.
So I'm thinking about this. The first one that I was ever in, his name is Fred, and I don't even keep in touch with him anymore.
When's the last time you talked to him?
He was a high school friend. The last time I spoke to him, I don't know, mid-2000s, and that was on Facebook. When the last time I've seen him in person? Maybe his wedding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. And he's divorced. So I'm pretty sure those wedding pictures aren't on display anymore, anywhere.
So it's not really even a big deal that you're in the pictures, you were in the party, you haven't talked to him. Those pictures aren't out.
And then there's my friend Ron. I see him like maybe once a year. So,
okay, but you still keep in touch.
At least if they look at their wedding photos, they can recognize me.
Yeah, they know who you are.
And then there's another guy named Kevin. Not my best friend Kevin, a different Kevin.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't keep in touch with him at all anymore either. I believe he's still married to this person.
Okay.
But I would be someone in his wedding photo that he doesn't see anymore, that he doesn't keep in touch with.
And when's the last time you talked to him?
It's actually been a couple years, but the gaps are really long.
Okay.
We're talking like 20 years.
Okay, yeah. Because I was going to say, like, once a year for adult friends, I've learned once a year is pretty dang good if you're seeing somebody, like, every 12 months, like you said, the one of your friends before.
So you mentioned that you were, you've been a bridesmaid once.
Yes, I was maid of honor.
Do you keep in touch with this person?
No. No, I don't.
So you are the person in her wedding photo.
Yes, in all the photos.
Is she still married?
Yes.
To the same guy?
Yeah. So, I mean, they just got married in 2021, so.
Oh, wow. So that's a quick falling out.
I mean, we kind of fell out, gosh, like within a year after her getting married, we had a falling out because it was one of those weird situations. She was supposed to get married during 2020, during mm-hmm. COVID. Everything got messed up. The wedding got pushed back. We ended up doing the bachelorette party after the wedding.
All right.
And I had just started a new job and I couldn't go. And she was very unhappy about that. And she has not talked to me since.
And that was the beginning of the end.
That was the end of the end. Like the bachelorette party happened and I just never talked to her after that.
So because you were the maid of honor, though, did she expect you to plan the entire bachelorette party that happened? You planned it, but did not show up.
Yeah, I planned the whole thing. I paid my portion of it. And because, again, like we had had this plan for like 2 years by the time it finally happened.
Yeah.
I had had money collected for like months and months and months. So I was like, of course I'm going to just like throw the money at the Airbnb. I don't want it back, but I cannot go. And that was enough for her to no longer speak to me.
So you did your job.
I did.
You planned the bachelorette party.
I just couldn't make it.
Physically there. 216-474-0104. The person in your wedding photo that you no longer see.
And why? I want to know the dirty deets. Why don't you talk anymore?
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. We have Courtney on the line. Courtney is in Middleburg Heights. Good morning, Courtney.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing well. So tell us, who is in your wedding photo that you no longer see?
My maid of honor.
Oh, the classic.
Oh,
I know.
But those are the ones that make me the most sad.
They always make me so bummed out.
Very sad. I made the wrong choice for my maid of honor. And we were super, super close, but I was very young when I got married, and I think I was too immature to realize the difference between a good friend and a bad friend.
Mm.
And now looking back, she was definitely a bad friend. When I got engaged, she basically pressured me into making her my maid of honor. So that was probably
So she was like vying for the job.
Yeah.
Which, like, at the time I was like, oh, it's special to me because she cares and like wants that, and that meant a lot to me. But she basically she told me that if I chose anybody else, it would complicate and lead to mistrust in the relationship. I think that's what her exact wording was. And so I asked her to be my maid of honor to make her happy, which, again, just like another major red flag.
After she threatened you.
Yeah.
Basically. And everything after that point, it was just such a headache. And just like when I gave my bridesmaids their little wedding party proposal boxes, mm-hmm. she asked why her box wasn't bigger and more expensive than the other ones. And like, I spent $300 on each of them.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah, I know. And she like rolled her eyes at me because she thought I wasn't giving her proper respect as maid of honor.
Oh my gosh.
She's really making this day all about her, or trying at least.
No, literally. And she was just like, no help with the actual wedding planning. All she did was just tell me how I'm not spending enough money and just like all of my ideas sounded cheap and just not special enough or not expensive enough.
Oh my God.
But her speech was so bad. It was awful. She like name dropped all of my exes during the speech and just was like comparing them to my fiance. Oh. And when I told her I wasn't a fan of that because I didn't want their names mentioned on my wedding day, she argued and said that it would be funny and great because she was illustrating how great he is, your fiance. And of course, she just did it anyway.
Oh, you told her. She gave you a heads up on what she wanted to say in the speech, and you said no, and she did it anyway.
And she didn't care.
Correct. Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's really just, it's awful, because I didn't realize until the last minute how just narcissistic she was. And even though my other friends were totally, they were warning me about her. And after that, our friendship was just never the same. And she cut me out of her life. And of course, it was mutual. And a few years ago, I decided to Photoshop her out of the wedding photos.
Oh, man.
And I still have the originals, but now I can look at the pictures that make me happy.
Okay.
Well, that's a nice solution.
Thank goodness for Photoshop.
Right.
You know what you should do is you should send her a copy of the new wedding photos. The ones where she's Photoshopped out.
Better yet, don't send them to her. Are you guys still friends on social media?
We do still follow each other.
Oh, block her.
Okay, no. So you should post your wedding photos, the Photoshopped ones, like on an anniversary.
That'd be evil.
That's a better idea. Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I guess lessons learned, Courtney.
Life, it happens.
Life lessons.
Yep. Agreed.
Sherry in Madison is here. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. So I have five questions right here. After we're through, and then Alyssa answers her questions, if you get more right than her, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow stuck in a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions, Sherry? Question one, it's been announced that the Asian Lantern Festival will return this summer. The Asian Lantern Festival takes place where?
Cleveland Zoo.
Question two, what primarily carries and transmits the West Nile virus?
Mosquitoes.
Question three, Clausen or Vlasic makes this type of food?
Pickles.
Question four, what is the best-selling video game of all time?
Probably Call of Duty.
And our final question, it's the only bird that can fly backward.
Oh, I don't know. I guess an owl, I'll say. I don't have a clue.
All right, Sherry, let's get Alyssa back in the studio.
Okay.
Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Sherry, you did very well. I think even better than you think.
Oh, good.
You went 4 for 5 today.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Did you hear that, Alyssa?
I did.
Sherry and Madison went 4 for 5.
Whew, okay, good job, Sherry.
Thank you.
So here are today's five questions, Alyssa. You need 4 of these to tie Sherry and 5 to win. Let's go. It's been announced that the Asian Lantern Festival will return this summer. The Asian Lantern Festival takes place where?
At the zoo.
Question two, what primarily carries and transmits the West Nile virus?
Mosquitoes. It's pesky little buggers.
Clausen or Vlasic makes this type of food?
Pickles.
Question four, what is the best-selling video game of all time?
Grand Theft Auto. No!
Sorry, you both missed that one. It's Minecraft.
Oh, really? Wow.
Maybe that's why they made a movie about it.
Probably.
Chicken Jockey.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I finally watched it. It's absolute nonsense, but it's it's funny, I guess.
I'm so glad that Drew is spending hours of his day playing nonsense. Final question. It's the only bird that can fly backward. If Alyssa gets this, she will tie Sherry. If not, she will lose the game today. The only bird that can fly backward.
Is it a dodo?
Sorry, no. It's an owl.
Oh my God, I'm going down.
Sherry, you guessed that or did you know that?
Well, I guessed it, but I was figuring what a bird would. I mean, like, I kind of, like, had a feeling it was an owl, so I couldn't think of another one that would do that.
Well, dang. Well, good job, Sherry.
Yeah, your feeling has paid off. You have tickets to Big Time Rush. You also have an Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and a diploma, which we're going to send to your house.
Thank you. My name is Sherry, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.